We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message.
How's everyone tonight? Good. Lovely to see you all. You come hungry tonight for his word, for his presence. Oh, the Lord is good. Go ahead and say that with me. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. God is good all the time. Tonight I'm going to preach on faith that hears. Faith that hears. So the question tonight will be, can you hear it? That'll be the question. What? Oh, there we go. Oh, we're starting early. Praise the Lord. That's good. It's good. If you want to have your Bibles ready, you can get it open, ready in Hebrews 11. Let's just go ahead and pray right now. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in our lives this week. We thank you, Lord, that everything that's been accomplished. And we thank you, Lord, that the week is going to finish stronger than it started. We thank you, Lord, the best is still yet to come for this week. We thank you, Lord, that even so, people believing, ready to receive, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that things will be coming in the mail, answers will be coming, promotions will be coming, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your goodness and the gifts from you, which can only be good, are ready to fly at us the rest of the week. We thank you, Lord, that all your goodness in the beginning of the week is just going to be multiplied towards its end, because you saved the best wine till last. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as your word goes forth tonight, Lord. It accomplishes that which it was sent to do. And we thank you, Lord, that none of us leave this place the same way, but in your presence we are changed from glory to glory. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Our lives should be defined well by two words: by faith. By faith. Hebrews chapter 11, where you've turned, the hall of faith, as many call it, it was written because of believers like you and I, not special believers, not those who the Lord chose and he could never use such people in the same way again, not those where it was a special anointing and, well, thank God those days happened and now we can just live our normal lives. No, thank God that what they did in the Word, we can do now. Thank God that nothing has changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what is available to the people in this book then is available to me now. I'm thankful for that, because there's so many promises in this book. There are so many promises which you are able to take a hold of. And of course, we know the Word of God says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So sometimes you got to get a little violent in your faith. Sometimes you got to get a little violent. Everybody's very happy being polite Christians sometimes. Well, sometimes politeness gets nothing done. If you have ever seen two polite people talking to each other, it's cringeworthy and hilarious. A few weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago now, time flies, I was picking up a pastor at a hotel, and we were going to go spend some of the day together. And he got into the car, and I said, so where would you like to go? Like, I'm taking him around that day. What's on the agenda? What do you want to see? He said, I don't know. What do you want to do? I just looked at him, because I've known him for a few years, and I said, listen, we are two very polite people, but that's going to get nothing accomplished. Today is your day. Tell me what you want. And like that, he was like, okay, well, I want to go here, here, and here. I was like, oh, thank God. There's nothing worse than polite people trying to make a decision. Like when there's polite people standing around trying to decide where you're going to go for dinner. We could go here or here. Well, we could, or we could go here. Well, there's 50 options. Let's just do nothing. Let's all go home. There is no manners. There are no manners in the realm of the Spirit. You have to understand that. You don't come in with that kind of, again, I'm English, so come in with the attitude of the Englishman with me. You don't say, terribly sorry, Lord. If it wouldn't bother you today, could I please have this goodness you've been talking about? I would love some healing today, if it's possible. If you're not too busy, Lord, that would be wonderful. But if you're busy, I understand we're all busy. No! Faith says, Lord, you said this is mine. You have it. I'm taking it. Thank you. Thank you. You have to get violent in your faith. The wonderful thing about violent Christianity is it receives nothing but good things. Amen? And who here is ready to receive good things? Who has already received good things? Who's ready for more? Hallelujah. Feel the faith in the room tonight. You always hear some people say, you know, if God never did anything else for you, you could still just thank him right now. And I always think to myself, yes, that's true, but also why would you bring that up? That always used to bother me whenever I'd hear it. If the Lord never did another thing for you right now, you could still praise him. It's like, yeah, true, but he's too good. He's too good for that. The second I start praising him, there's going to be more. So why do I just have to focus on the past? Don't get me wrong. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. But the thankfulness that you have is going to lead you forward. The second you raise him up in thankfulness, he just starts plowing the way even further for you. Amen? So it just is always one of those things. I'm sharing things to you tonight that used to bother me, that used to irritate me. Sometimes the things that irritate you are the things you have to talk about. From the word, of course, in a spiritual manner. Amen? The people in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11, they lived by faith. And they came into this book because they acted by faith. If there was going to be a second hall of faith, and you know what? We call it the hall of faith, but in heaven, you have no idea what it's talked about. Will you have anything written in heaven? Your name's been written in a book. Will your story have any bearing or witness to people in heaven? Will you take people with you? Will you do something worthy of saying, by faith, I did this with the Lord? By faith, the Lord did this through my life. Because he can. He wants to. He wants to more than you do. He wants to use you greater than you want to be used. Do you understand that? One of you, praise him. Praise him. There's always one. Seed. Don't be trying to live by seasons or reason. It's by faith. Some people, they always have a reason why things aren't happening just now. Well, I just got this. I had to take care of this. We just got a new dog. We just got a new cat. I'm believing for a car. This is happening right now. But as soon as I fix this reason why I'm not moving forward, then things can really get going. Or it's just not the right season. And the word season is one of my most hated words. Not in the natural, I like seasons. I lived in Florida for several years and there was no seasons. They have two seasons in Florida. Summer and hell. Those are the two seasons in Florida. Summer and hell. Hot and hotter. But I love seasons. I can't say winter's my favorite, but I appreciate it. But seasons have nothing to do with where you are in life right now. Because the thing about seasons is they're determined by what you plant right now. And if you're going to plant the word of God in your life, if you're going to sow the word, if you're going to sow your finances, if you're going to sow your time, if you're going to sow your talents, you will never have a stumbling time. You will never have a time where there is unfruitfulness. God is not conditional to, well, you know what? You're just in a season of waiting right now. Waiting for what? Waiting for what? God? God is always able, always willing, always ready. God is waiting on you. Truly. Truly. They'll pull that one scripture. Those who wait on the Lord. Notice that scripture did not say those who wait for the Lord. There's a difference between waiting on and waiting for. And if you actually go to that word of wait, it's an intense piercing, a pressure being applied. Those who wait on the Lord are pressing in. They are pushing into the Lord. They are waiting on Him. They are serving Him. Imagine if you had a waiter at a restaurant and you were sat at the table for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and no one's coming over. And then you had to say to the manager, "What's going on?" "Oh, it's the wait. Where's the waiter?" It's like, "Oh, he's just waiting for you." "Excuse me? Oh, he's just waiting for you. He's in the corner right now." I hope I'm showing you here the ridiculousness of people when they wait for the Lord instead of waiting on Him. He's always able. Always. His word never returns void. When you send forth His word, it can only accomplish in your life. Amen? It's truth. Whether or not you amen it, I want you to amen it because I want you to understand it. But it's true. The words that you speak in your life from His word will produce. Amen? Amen. And you will have your life of by faith. Speak by faith. Act by faith. Move by faith. You have your Bibles? Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it men of old obtained a good report. And here we go. By faith we understand that the universe was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made out of things which are the things which are not seen were made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain offered. Though he was approved as righteous with God, through this, he was approved as righteous with God testifying concerning his gifts. He still speaks through his faith, though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken to heaven so that he would not see death. He was not found because God took him away. For before he was taken, he had this commandment, or this commendation, that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that He is, that He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Not a lot of people want to talk about pleasing God. People want to talk about, well, the Lord loves me. God loves me. Isn't that enough? God loves me. God does love you, and God loves everybody. God loves everybody. I just don't want to be loved by God. I don't just want to love God and be loved by God. That is a very important step that you have to have in your life. You need Jesus. You need to love Him and accept His love. But I also want to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And saying that the Lord loves me is not enough. There is a pleasing which has to come. By faith, you may please the Lord. God is so pleased when you come to Him like a child and say, "Lord, you said this," and He will come through for you. I love it when it says, "Come like a child," because when children ask for something, they fully expect to receive. They ask for things which they know you have. You've given it to them before, they've seen it. You've spoken about it. "Can I have this?" And they know if they say yes, it's theirs instantly. They don't worry about it. Kids don't worry when you say yes. And so you just have to come with that childlike faith. And that childlike faith pleases God so much because it doesn't come with its intellect saying, "Well, maybe this is the wrong time. Am I believing for the wrong thing?" If it's in His word for you to believe, if He placed it within your heart as a desire, If it's part of the purpose for which you have been put here on the earth, you can bet and you can believe that the Lord is pleased to give it to you. He wants you to have each and every good thing. And he wants you to have everything that you need able to accomplish the task. He doesn't want you to be with a car without gas. He doesn't want you to be running on nothing, to have all the tools, but it's not put together. He's too good for that. He gives nothing but good gifts. Amen. By faith. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned about the things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to save his family, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Guys, I could keep going until verse 31. Just saying, by faith, by faith, by faith. Let's go to verse 30, in fact. No, 29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians attempted to do but were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, when she received the spies with peace, did not perish with those who did not believe. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in fighting, and turned the armies of the foreign enemies to flight. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and did not accept deliverance so that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered around in sheepskins and goatskins while destitute, afflicted, and tormented. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in the deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. These all have obtained a good report through faith. But these people did not receive the promise. For God provided something better for us so that we would be made perfect. The people in this hall of faith, they didn't even obtain the promise that they were fully seeking. Jesus, the promise of the Savior. They did all of this through a faith in a Savior that they knew was coming. They knew God, but the Savior, the one who would come to die for their sins, had not yet even made an appearance. And they lived their life in such a way that they approached God with that faith and said, even though you have not sent what you said you would, we are going to attain promises, subdue kingdoms, stop the mouths of lions, we're going to do business. So imagine what you can do with Jesus. I think sometimes we forget that we have Jesus every second of every day. And sometimes I think we forget that we are able to be as close to the Lord as we choose. That we can communicate with our Heavenly Father, with our Savior, and with the Holy Ghost at any time, any time. Any time. In the car, in the house, in the shower, on the way somewhere, while you're walking to get lunch, while you're eating lunch. Any second of any day, you have free communication with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. These people did not. These people had special visitations. They had encounters. And we look at these encounters and think, oh my, if only I had that encounter. You need an encounter with the Lord. You need continual encounters with the Lord. But you have to understand, you are able to live in a continual encounter with the Lord because he is alive in you right now. Amen? Amen? Amen. The Lord's in you right now. as big as he's ever going to get, as big as you ever need him to be. He's so big, he's filled the entire universe, and he's so small that he's in your heart. Fills all in all. From the top to the bottom, from the east to the west, he even went to hell so you didn't have to. He filled everything. He went to hell to fill everything. You can't go anywhere without him. Unless you miss heaven. By faith. It's always followed by an action. By faith, they did something. By faith, they went somewhere. By faith, they moved something. And we know that faith without works is dead. So it's time to put action to your faith. And I know I'm speaking to the wonderful choir. I'm speaking to the haloed angels right now. I know this. But there is more. And the Lord has more he wants to do through you, more he needs to get to you so he can get it to other people, so he can get it to the task that he's given you. Amen. I'll take that. That song we were singing just before, his promises, they're yes and amen. What does that mean? It means whatever God has said you can have, it's a yes. Not a no, not a maybe, not a come back in 3 months. Well, sometimes, again, we get so spiritual, we have those answers ready, don't we? We have that wonderful thing now where we have answers for why we fail. Well, sometimes the Lord will say no, but he's really saying, you know, I have something better. Sometimes I wonder what these people are asking for. In accordance with his word, in accordance with the call that he has on your life, he will not turn you down. He will move you forward. If you're asking for some crazy stuff, if you're asking for a gun to rob a bank, if you're asking for, you know, again, I don't know what you're asking for. If you're asking in line with the word of God, he will say yes. And he has said it's yes and amen, as in yes and so be it. So be it. Not maybe and, well, it could be. Maybe and it could be. Maybe and it could be. But some people live that way. Some people, they don't even live a life of faith. And they don't even realize it. They've been living a life of hope. Their entire life has been built on hope. And there's nothing wrong with hope. Hope is wonderful. But if you're replacing faith with hope, you will wait your entire life. Faith says it's now. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's now. It's done. Hope says, the Lord has promised it. I'll get that one day. Jesus will return one day. They put off. And the devil's happy for you to believe for anything as long as it's tomorrow. The things you've been believing for and haven't seen yet, I want to encourage you. It's now and it's done. And you thank the Lord for it because he's already brought it to pass. Amen? Amen. If things were lying dormant, if some things hadn't have come, the Bible says that through faith and patience you inherit the promises. And that sounds like a contradiction, but it's not. Because faith is now, but then you keep a nice attitude in the now. You keep a good attitude in the now. You don't get impatient and say, well, you get out of faith when you get impatient. That's why it's faith and patience. Because then in impatience you say, well, it's now, but I'm not seeing it. No, now says it's done. Even if I don't see it, it's done. And the patience is that attitude of, well, good, it's done. You need a healing? I am healed. I shall live and not die. Amen? Sometimes church just keeps us kind of in kind of patching up mode sometimes. Sometimes we come to church just for a patch up, for a tune up. for a fill-up. But that is not what church is supposed to be. We come together to move forward together, to celebrate together, to press forward together. Amen? We're not just a bunch of broken and disgusted people who come together every week and say, well, it's been tough. We just made it through. Now let's lick each other's wounds and then we can go home. That sounds disgusting. We're not cats. We're not dogs. Amen? We're humans. We're people. Thank you, Lord. Many are waiting for God to do something miraculous. God told the children of Israel when they were heading to the promised land, they'd been dwelling at Mount Sinai, and the Lord spoke to them and said, you have dwelt at this mountain too long. You have been at this place too long. Move forward. The promised land is right there. Because the promised land is not heaven. The promised land is not as soon as the Lord takes me home, I'll never have another worry or issue. I can't wait for that blessed day when I don't have to live in the drudgery of this world. There are giants in the promised land, and there are no giants in heaven. The promised land is yours to take. The promises are yours to take. And yes, there may be a giant, but guess what you can do with giants? Kill them. Guess what you can do with mountains? Remove them. How? By faith. We all have to refocus ourselves sometimes because we get so caught up in the day-to-day of what we're doing, we forget sometimes how miraculous God is. You need to live in a constant reminder of who He is and how He will come through for you. He is no respecter of persons. So the men and women of God that you watch on television and listen to podcasts of and admire, the Lord no more answers to them because He likes them. He answers to them because of their faith. He's no respecter of persons. So what they see, you can see. Amen? Amen. It's time to move forward. It's time to eagerly pursue the promises of God. To live in those promises of wholeness, health, and prosperity. Promotion, victory, and long life. As long as the Lord tarries, those things are yours. And the Lord may come in 5 years, the Lord may come in 10 years, He may come sooner, He may come later. You have to be ready for that, but you have to be living in His promises now in order to attain everything He has put you here to do now. Pastor Jeremiah, I believe, on Sunday was talking about it's real difficult to be about your business when you're sick. Like sickness, you know, again, it's one thing when you're believing, but when you get sick, it's difficult to, you know, you could be a millionaire, but then if you're sick, it's difficult to really enjoy all the other promises. You need to live in all of His promises now because you need all of those promises in order to fulfill your calling, in order to fulfill the vision. Because it's difficult to run a race when you're limping. You can, but it's going to take you twice as long. It's difficult to run a race when you're going backwards. Again, you can get there possibly very slowly, very confused. He's given you all of His wonderful promises and all of His goodness because He knows those are the exact things you need in order to run this race. By faith, get to the finish line. By faith, walk in everything now. Take authority now. The devil has as much authority as you allow him to have. You do not have to fear him. You do not have to worry about him. You need to be living holy, but you do not have to live in fear of him. You do not have to live wondering what he can throw at you. Because I promise you, whatever he could possibly throw at you, you could throw 1,000 times as much at him. With the power of God, he could throw a grenade at you. But with the power of God, you could throw a nuke at him. Amen?
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 Amen.
When Elisha and his servant woke up one morning and they found themselves surrounded by an army. Please put yourself in that situation right now. You wake up, it's going to be a good day. Your servant goes out, comes back in, we have an issue. There is an army surrounding us, as in no way out. Did the man of God worry? Did the man of God have a moment of, oh boy, it could really be it this time? Why? Because he understood that he was right with God, that the Lord was with him, and that by faith he was going to come out of this. That by faith, it wasn't just going to be an escape, it was going to be a complete turnaround. Amen? And so he prayed, Lord, please show my servant what it's really going on here. And I think sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to really look at what's really going on here. And the Word of God will always do that for you. Something is not lining up in your life? Get into the Word and find out what is really going on. Have your eyes opened. And then the servant had his eyes open, and what did he see? An army surrounding the army. An army surrounding the army. When the enemy surrounds you, God surrounds the enemy. When the enemy surrounds you, God surrounds the enemy. You never have to worry. You never have to fear. You never have to live in concern or anxiety. Those things are not for you. They're not for you. Do you realize that? You were not created to worry. Praise him. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you need faith that hears. You hear the promises and you run to them. I'm going to read some promises to you right now to build your faith. If you want the list of scriptures, I'm just going to run through some scripture right now. So I'm just going to read this out. The Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, God shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, says the Lord. Joshua. Be strong and courageous, for you shall provide the land that I swore to their fathers and give them an inheritance for this people. Be strong and very courageous in order to act carefully in accordance with all my law that my servant Moses command you. Do not turn aside from it to the right or the left so that you may succeed wherever you go. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, saith the Lord, and test me now. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing, that there is not room enough to receive it. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Jesus said to them, I will come and heal him. Psalm 89, I will crush his every adversary and do away with all that hate him. You've placed your armor upon me and defeated my enemies, making them bow low at my feet. You made them all turn tail and run. For through you I've destroyed them all. Forever silenced, they'll never taunt me again. And I'll end that one with Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you will have them. It's difficult to worry when you see the promises lined up. It's difficult to think that you're finished and that there isn't just the best ahead of you when you see that and when you hear that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. So when you pump yourself full of the word, you are pumping yourself full of faith. And by faith, you can do all things. By faith, you can do all things. Amen? So it's time to charge. You know, a rhino, can only see about 20 to 25 meters ahead of it. Did you know that? They've got very bad eyesight. So if you're around 26 meters out, it can't distinguish you from a tree, say. It's got very bad eyesight. But the thing about the rhino is it has incredible hearing. And the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The rhino kind of faith is that it charges based on what it hears and not what it sees. Sight can be the opposite of faith. And faith that hears doesn't depend on sight. And faith that hears does not care what it sees. When you have the promises, you can see the exact opposite and contrary thing in front of you, but you heard it. You heard it. So you don't see it, but you heard it. And when you hear it, you can run at it. Amen? The rhino, when it hears, it believes that when it hears that thing, it can charge at it, and when it will eventually come into its vision, because it gets closer, it'll eventually hone in. It hears, it runs, then eventually it sees, and it will capture or pierce. You know, it's a rhino. You know, as a child, and I'm sure many of you, all of you have the story of how your mother would, you know, make dinner for you guys and everything. No. Abba was the cook, I see. As a child, my mother would let the family know it was dinner time simply by calling out, "Ready!" My mom's accent, "Ready!" We didn't see the dinner when she called out, but we knew if we headed towards that voice, there'd be dinner waiting. It's no different with the Lord. When you hear the word of God, you head towards that word and you will get the promise. Amen? Amen. You don't need to see everything because you have the promise. So don't worry what you see. Be concerned with what you know and with what you hear. So that also means be careful what you're listening to. Listen to the word. The Bible is, with good reason, filled with the words, "Fear not, be not afraid." Very powerful statements. Fear not, be not afraid. When you turn on the news every day, they should start it with, "Be afraid. Be very afraid. The killer bees are coming," in fact. Those killer bees that have been coming to America for I don't know how long. There is always something out there that the news will let you're about to die from. Be careful opening your door today. You might die. Be careful with that snow. You could slip and die. We have the report of someone who slipped and died. We tried to get a statement, but they were dead. We talked to somebody who saw the incident. Faith comes by hearing, and faith directs you to the promise. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 21, it says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, And when you turn to the left, the Lord will direct you and guide you so clearly. If you are seeking Him, if you put Him as numero uno above everything else, He can guide your days so that your days look fixed. They would look like you'd walked into a casino, counted cards, and walked away with everything. Because the Lord will direct you from glory to glory, victory to victory. Will you see some contrary stuff along the way? There's going to be some contrary stuff to see, guys. But the good thing is you don't have to rely on that sight. All you have to do is know what you heard and run toward it. Charge. Charge. Amen?
Amen.
Because that rhino, when it hears the promise, it digs its heels, it looks down, because if you can't see, you don't need to be looking up, and it charges. It charges blind, almost literally. It doesn't need to see it to know it's there, because it's wise enough to know that by faith I heard it. Praise Him. You might not see what you want to see right now with your eyes, but faith is going to get you to it. Faith is going to get you to everything. It's going to get you there. It's going to get you there, guys. It's going to get you there. You're going to overcome. You're going to go to the other side. You're going to be more than a conqueror. You're not going to lose. You're not going to fail. You're not going to fall flat on your face. Amen? You might not be able to figure it out in your mind or to figure out how it's going to happen. All you have to know is, but God said. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Be one of those stubborn people. Oh, you just believe anything God says? Yes. You're crazy until it happens in everybody else's eyes. Then the second you push through, it's like, oh, wow, I guess there really something was there. I guess there really was something to that. And we have testimony after testimony of the men and women of God that have come before us and achieved great things so that you can know that is your portion too. Study great men and women of God to see how they got to where they're at. Be stubborn about finding out, this is how I'm going to get to where I'm going. If you live like everybody else, you'll get what everybody else has. Do you want to know what everybody else has? Not much. Do you want to know how? They'll tell you. They'll tell you. Well, I've got this, but I need this. And I have this, but I really want this more. When you have God, you'll be satisfied, and you'll be satisfied with the best. Because God doesn't give junk. And you are not junk. Amen? I feel faith in this place. I feel faith in this place, guys. And by faith, you can receive whatever you need to right now. If you need healing right now, if there's sickness in your body, if you're believing for something, whatever it is, I'm not going to try and list all the things. You know in your heart what you're believing for right now. So while faith is here, while faith is in you, and I say it like it's going to go, keep faith, keep building on it, but right now receive what you are believing for right now. Receive those things. If you'd put it off and you'd said, well, once I believed, but I kind of put it on the shelf and I put it into hope, put it back into faith that it is now. You might not see everything, but you heard it and you know that you're running toward it and it's yours in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You will remove every barrier in your way. You will remove every door in your way. You will remove every mountain in your way. You will remove every giant in your way. My guess is that rhinos don't feel too bad about things standing in front of them blocking their way either. My guess is that David had not one ounce of concern about running at Goliath, despite his size, because he knew what he could do with the Lord. He knew how deadly he was. Is that saying the bigger they are, the harder they fall? It's just going to be a part of your testimony. It's just going to be a part of God's goodness towards you. This was in my way, and we removed it. We took it down. It's dead. We cut off its head and put it on the wall in our house. It's a trophy now. Pastor Jeremiah will probably do that in the next week or two with a deer. A deer will get in his way, and he'll say, "Not today, deer. Get out, get behind me, devil." I just felt like the faith received for that right now. I just felt the buck being called right now. The buck's heading towards your spot right now. Biggest one you've ever seen. The Lord said, "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and shatter the bars of iron." He will break every barrier. He will bust everything open. Anyone that has a head that wants to get in your way will get a busted head. Anyone stupid enough to get in your way, and I'm talking demons, I'm talking the devil, anyone dumb enough to get in your way will be knocked away. In Jesus' name, amen? You don't have to worry. There's no room for worry when faith is in the room. And I feel faith in the room. I feel not one ounce of worry in this place. Don't worry about the devil. Treat the devil like you would anything that's under your feet. Just trot all over it. Trot all over it. I believe it was Lester Sumrall. There's a few men of God that had this happen, but I believe Lester Sumrall was one of them. He woke up one night, and the devil was in his room. The devil has to travel from place to place. He's not everywhere. He's not like God. God is everywhere. The devil is not. He has to travel. I'm not sure if he has to do it by, you know, plane or bus or whatever. You know, I can imagine the devil on a bus because it's kind of the loser way of traveling. Just kidding. Amen. Hallelujah. But he was in Lesser Summerall's room. And Lesser Summerall didn't wake up and say, "Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, I..." He said, "Oh, it's you." Went back to sleep. You don't got to worry. You have Jesus. You have... Backing you is an army which will make anything in your way shrink. Amen.
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 Right now, just go ahead and close your eyes and focus on the Lord. Put your eyes on the Lord. What you're believing for. What you're going to see in the days to come. What is yours? What is yours? And the next part here is important. Faith is not silent, it speaks. So talk to the Lord right now. Open your mouth. All you people, speak the things. The Lord hears you. He knows what's in your heart. But faith is voice activated. Thank you, Lord. By faith, everything is removed out of my way. Thank you, Lord, that by faith, every single need, every single want, every single desire is met. Not just met to a low standard, but by the abundance and excellence of everything that you give, it's going to be far over and above everything they can imagine. Thank you, Lord, that they will not live another day in the sickness that is not from you, but it's from the devil and the thief, who is a liar, We thank you, Lord, for walking from victory to victory to victory. And we thank you, Lord, that there will be new ground conquered, there will be new territory won, there will be businesses rise up, there will be ideas spring forth, there will be books come open, there will be a plethora of inventions and witty ideas coming from this house. This will be a place of divine ideas. Because in your presence, Lord, is nothing but great, wonderful, heavenly ideas. Thank you, Lord, that in this house will be movers and shakers in industries and businesses. Thank you, Lord, that in this house there will be people who are going to lead a plethora of people to the Lord, and they will take thousands upon thousands of souls with them to heaven. I thank you, Lord, that this is a house of victory. We thank you, Lord, that this is a house of more than conquering.
Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.